This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Friends of mine have said, why don't you sell? Why don't you get out? And my answer always has been, I like what I'm doing, as bad as it is. And what else would I do? I'm a boring guy. I don't play golf. I don't play bridge. What else would I do? And I want to make it better. I want to make it better before I go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's the voice of the birthday boy, Jerry Reinsdorf. Happy birthday, Jerry. And we are delighted to welcome in David Sampson, former MLB executive, always our favorite survivor, by the way. And he joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. David, good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Good morning and happy birthday to Jerry. I was able to wish him a happy birthday on Nothing Personal this morning. And I know that he loves to hear from me on his birthday.
I bet he does. So if you are looking at why we're talking about Jerry Reinsdorf in the last couple of days, David, the Justin Ishbia intrusion, activity,
recruitment?
News, recruitment, however you want to describe it, how do you interpret what the Athletic story was over the weekend?
Well, basically, Justin Ishbia, there was a thought that he was going to look at buying the Minnesota Twins, and he was negotiating with the Pollad family. They did not come to an agreement. And the fact is, he's from Chicago, and he'd always rather own the White Sox. And you've known, because we've talked about it on your show, that the Bulls are going to stay in the family with Michael, his son, but the White Sox are going to be sold. And whether it's sold after he passes away, which I hope doesn't happen for 30 years, or are they going to be sold as part of estate planning prior to that? And the reality is that we've heard him say it when he said, hey, if we don't get a new stadium agreed to now, if we don't get public money now, someone's going to buy the team. And who knows what they're going to do with the White Sox? Wink, wink. But that's a bunch of horse hockey. They're going to stay in Chicago. But Ishbia has bought a position as a limited partner. He's increased his position and eventually would like to get control of the whole team.
When he was down the road with the Twins and they were negotiating and it felt like that was going to happen, he apparently, according to reports, was contacted by someone in the Reinsdorf family. And then he abandoned that bid and you know, kind of renewed the relationship he has here in Chicago. Doesn't that say something? Doesn't that tell you that he's eventually, or he's getting a right of first refusal or whatever it might be, that he's the guy that's on the come here, that is going to be in Chicago and he's building a house worth more than any free agent that the White Sox have ever signed, which is absurd, but it's a reality. I feel like this is good news for the future.
It's funny. I don't know why everybody correlates the richness of the owner with the size of the payroll. Do you know who the richest owner was when I got into baseball? 2000 was my first year. If I gave you one guess, who was the richest owner in baseball in the year 2000. Who would you say?
Steinbrenner.
Nope. Carl Pohlad.
Wow.
Carl Pohlad owned the Minnesota Twins. The Minnesota Twins were going to be contracted with our Montreal Expos or the Florida Marlins back then in 2000 and 2001 with all of that, those labor contraction issues. There's not really that correlation that exists. Now, today, Steve Cohen, 20-plus billion, a 300-plus million payroll. He came out this year and said, you know, I'm not sure this makes sense to keep running payrolls this high, even though I can afford it, that are so they're so crazy. We're losing so much money. So I just don't think that you should be excited. Now, Matt Ishbia, the brother of Justin, totally irrational, got to Phoenix, went crazy, got Kevin Durant, and guess what? They stink. So I assume that Justin looks at his brother and is like, well, that's not the way to do it. So let's get back to Justin. Does he have a deal to get the White Sox? Yeah. I don't think he does right now. There are things called step transactions like A-Rod with the Minnesota Timberwolves where you buy a little bit. David Blitzer with the Cleveland Guardians, you buy a little and you've got a path to control. Ishbia doesn't have that now, but they could be negotiating it.
What role could the looming work stoppage in 2027 have on the pace of those negotiations, if they are negotiations, or just on the pace of any potential sale?
So you think about labor a little tiny bit. That's like a question that was asked of me when I was asked to help sell the Marlins for our owner. Hey, do you think the Stanton contract is going to get in the way of the sale price? And the answer is no. Owners don't think about it that way when they want to join this sort of exclusive club. They actually say, could there be a work stoppage of a month, a year? Could it happen during the course of me owning the team for 30 years? You think about it. You know it's possible, but you have a way to cut your expenses during a work stoppage in order to survive it. You saw what people did during COVID with furloughs. It really does not have a quashing impact on the sales price at all. Basically, there's such a big ego premium, meaning you pay an irrational amount of money for a sports team because you want to be in the room where it happens.
That's interesting. I don't argue that in any way. I do feel like, and I'm just saying Sox fans, the people that I know that I grew up with, they would like change of any sort. They don't really know Justin Ishbia. They don't research it. They don't care. They just want someone else because it's been so long and we've seen this obvious decline. And then, you know, the various demands about stadium issues and the various projects, and it all seems headed kind of nowhere.
But Justin Ishbia is not going to privately finance a ballpark in Chicago. It's just not going to happen. There will be public money. There will be tax incentives, whatever form it will take. And sometimes the devil you know is better than the devil you don't. Go listen to a show by my friend Pablo Torre Finds Out. He did a whole show about Matt Ishbia. And you're not getting, you know, Santa Claus or the Pope. That is for sure. And so I think that everybody has warts. And I have a different view of Reinsdorf than I certainly can criticize things that every owner has done, including me, myself as a president. But man, you know, 7 rings as an owner in your town since, you know, 1993, is that bad? I just don't know how I could say it is.
Well, I know objectively, though, David, you can look at this transaction or this development and not even factor in any sort of bias for or against Jerry Reinsdorf. I mean, when you're looking at just exactly what is happening, I'm curious to have you expand on what you just said. Does this not have any potential impact on the stadium project? Because I wonder what his involvement in, you know, limited partnership or ownership would have if he has ways that he could, or things that he can offer, whether it's beyond the capital, whether it's contacts, whether it's something that the Sox don't currently have. Is he a resource that they can lean on as they look to build a new ballpark?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
I don't view Jerry Reinsdorf as someone who leans on his limited partners for resources other than, you know, season tickets and sponsorships and maybe having to do some board meetings. So I don't think that the reason why a deal hasn't gotten done is that you needed Justin Ishbia to walk in and get it done. No one hated anyone more than the local politicians hated me in Miami, and we got a ballpark done because the community said eventually the guy's going to get canned or eventually he's going to croak and we'll still have a ballpark. And that is how you look at it when you're the public, that you're not doing the deal for Jerry Reinsdorf. It's like in Tampa. Everyone's saying they're not getting a deal because they don't like Stuart Sternberg. So wait for him to sell to a local guy in Tampa and then they'll do a deal. It doesn't really work that way, but it's fun to write about and talk about. It's great content. But when you're at the negotiating table, it's not like the politicians say, man, get rid of Samson, bring in somebody else, and we'll all of a sudden give you another $500 million. That doesn't work that way.
I'm just curious, though, that the state of the White Sox, the fact that they had the losingest season in modern baseball history, the fact that they have not improved that team very much. And, I know it's going to be a little bit different, but we don't know. I mean, even if they won 21 more games, they would still lose 100. So we have very little hopes for success from that team.
For this year, you do, well, obviously. But listen, Baltimore lost 100 a bunch of years in a row. The Cubs lost 100 a bunch of years in a row. Houston lost 100 a bunch of years in a row. You got to hope that Chris Getz, when he was promoted because he knew the organization better and it would be a faster turnaround, you got to hope that ends up being true. And I don't know that it will be in this case because I don't view the White Sox as having the pieces that those other rebuilding clubs had, and with the Astros, Cubs, Orioles, and teams like that who have just been so bad and then became good. So I'd be worried too if I were you. But again, the state of the White Sox losing a $121 million. It's one of the funniest lines of the offseason is that the White Sox are projecting, and Chris Getz said, we're going to have a better year this year. Well, of course you are, because you were historically bad last year. So that's not really saying much, is it?
No, it's not. But quickly before I let you go, David, so what is the next thing to look for in this story as it pertains to Justin Ishbia's interest, financial or otherwise, in the White Sox?
if he negotiates a step transaction, if he negotiates a deal where he has to get ownership approval and MLB approval, where he has a set date that he takes over the team, and I don't mean upon Jerry's death, I mean whether it's 1, 2, or 4 years from now, those step transactions are not loved by the commissioner of any league, but they do happen. And that would be something to look for. And then, of course, once Jerry passes away, whenever that is, hopefully not soon, obviously then you will see that the team will be put up for sale by the estate because they will want to and have to. So I think those are the next steps. But I don't think that Jerry has ever shown an indication that he wants to sell. But a step transaction is a good compromise where he can do his estate planning and still run it for a couple of years and see if this turnaround can work.
Great stuff, David. Thank you a ton. There's a lot of great information.
Thanks so much, David.
Have a great day. Thank you.
That is David Sampson.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to 4 different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.